You're listening to Hey Pal, What's New with John, Alex, and Greg. Hey Pal, What's New is a product of Sack of Sin Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all other social media platforms. Hey Pal, What's New can be found on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all other podcast locations. Or check us out at sackofsin.com or heypalwhatsnew.com. Warning, Hey Pal, What's New contains explicit content. John, Alex, and Greg are a pair of vulgar Gen Xers. If you are easily offended, please stop listening and go download a nice tame podcast like The Goop Podcast. You have been warned.
Testing, are we live?
I don't know what's going on here, Gregory.
Hold on. We gotta figure out stuff. Hi. Hey, everybody. It's Hey Pal, What's New?
I don't know.
I'm Greg, and that's freaking the DJ Run over there. Oh, yeah. Plug that shit in. Let's see what that does.
How will you explain that?
Oh, there we go. That's
there bad. We go. Old Pedro freaking comes through again.
Comster McGillicuddy.
That's right. Let's see.
How will you explain that?
Oh, yeah. He's there. We're here. We're queer. We
you,
will not disappear.
You, me, as Betsy.
You, me, Betsy. That still is one of my favorite voicemail things. That and the Mel Gibson one are like, they always make me laugh. You, me, Betsy.
There's you.
That's the only part I remember, too. Or I remember he used to go, like, because I used to work with one guy. We'll talk about back in the days
when I was young. God damn it, we're old.
Just making sure everything works here. But, yeah, there was one guy I used to work with when that video came out. I don't even know the guy's name anymore. He was on, like, Inside Hollywood or something like that.
Yeah. He was the news guy.
Yeah, yeah, but he was...
Matt Lauer?
No, not Matt Lauer. He was... He had that bad mustache. Oh, God, I can't remember his name. But anyway, part of that voicemail was, I just want to get crazy with you. He used to just always look at the guy I work with. I was like, I just want to get crazy with you.
You, me, Betsy.
Yeah, it was right up there with the Vince text, man. See, decades can go by and guys are still going to be scumbags.
Yep.
And that's why we're here. So, yeah, little technical difficulties in the beginning here, but you know, everything is hunky dory now. So, yeah, let's start with are you ready to do a little Hey Pal, What's New for you?
Yeah, sure.
You want me to go first? I'll go first. I don't care.
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, I mean, my week was it was work and a lot of craziness, but then the weekend it was just me and my lovely girl Manal. We went to talk about hitting your. We went to the Pottery Factory.
Ooh.
Yes, it's one of our little outings that we like to do when we're bored. Because you know I don't drink, so I'm like I'm not gonna go to a bar. All the movies that are out, you'll see later on. I didn't see anything movie wise. There's really nothing I want to see. So we're like, what are we gonna do? And I was like. But I was like, can we go to the Pottery Factory? Because like we like to make mugs and then you can make candles and all that stuff. And you go. It's actually very soothing. It's very therapeutic. Because have you ever been to one of those?
No, you got a pottery wheel here. Why don't we need to go to a pottery
barn? Oh, that's true. Yeah. I did love how you did put the Jar Jar Binks on there because you knew what was happening. But yeah, it's like you go there. You pick out what you want to paint or whatever. And you pick out your paints and you sit at a table and you got the wheel and you... Just very soothing, just sitting there painting a mug. You're like, okay.
You got the mug
good.
With the dragon on
I know.
It.
I was excited.
Now, do you have to go back and get it?
Yes. Yeah. It's usually like they'll text you after a week or two and say, hey, go get it. You know?
Come get your shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know how many times I've been there with my kids when they were younger and just fucking left it there, like totally forgot?
How long do you think they hold it before they throw it out?
They usually hold, I think they said like 2 or 3 months before they're just
wow.
Like, yeah. But the place was packed. I mean, it was a rainy day. And then we went to, you know, none of these guys are sponsors. But, you know, if you do want to be a sponsor, you can let us know. Go to heypalwhatsnew.com. After that. Exactly. After that, then we talk about that noise. That was after we went to the Mount Kisco Diner.
Mount Kisco Diner.
Yeah, this place, dude.
All I know about the Mount Kisco Diner is that there was some news report years ago about a teacher who was fucking her students, and they would have his friend pick them up. And she used to take him to the parking lot behind the Mount Kisco Diner and fuck him back there while his friend's sitting in the front seat. And she got found out when the friend ratted them out. And I was like, that's because he wasn't getting any. He's like, I'll drive, but I at least want like something. And they're like, just drive. Shut up. And
well, of course. Yeah, he's going to get fucking, can't do that stuff. Of course. That's a rookie mistake. Yep. And that parking lot's not that big.
No.
But it was really good. I mean, if you ever get a chance, maybe I'll post it on our page. It's like the food they had. I had a freaking fettuccine Alfredo taco, but the taco was made out of fried chicken, like a chicken cutlet.
That's like the fucking shit they're doing at KFC now with the fucking chiquitza, the chicken pizza. It's a chicken, fried chicken cutlet.
Yep.
With sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on it.
I ran into it on TikTok and I was like, this is the most ridiculous food they have. Like the food that goes there, it was easy. There was one table there. They must have easily spent like $6. Like it's not cheap, but it was really good to the point of like, we didn't even get close to finishing it. Next time we're just like, you know, I could pack it in, but like at the same time, we're like, can we just fucking get like one meal and we'll split it? Because it's so huge. And then we had like a Fruity Pebbles cheesecake. I was like, oh boy, Gregory's a little heavy right now.
I posted the link in our chat to the TikTok.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, if you get a chance, if you're in that area, check it out. I was like,
when the fuck did the Mount Kisco Diner become like a gourmet restaurant?
There's another one around in Stanford, too. There's like an Elm Street Diner that's the same thing. It's just like deep fried pumpkin with like, just the most ridiculous fucking food.
There was one, what was it? The strawberry shortcake they had that had the fucking Good Humor strawberry shortcake ice cream bar in it. That's like when we went to Renegade Stadium and Mila got like this cheesecake sundae and it was fucking like, it was huge and it was ice cream and all this other shit and strawberries and then literally do two slices of fucking cheesecake stacked on top.
There's always places like that where you just gotta, you know, just be like, and it was packed, you know, it was a Saturday night, so I was like, okay. But at the same time, we were just like, holy shit, dude, this is ridiculous. Yeah. So we went to that. And then, today I just chilled out and went home. So what's new with you there, Life Aquatic? You got your Life Aquatic hat on?
I do. Gordon's Fisherman.
Yeah.
we had Kate's work finally had their, like, work Christmas party.
Okay.
They went to Las Mananitas over in Brewster.
Las Mananitas.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah, and none of these people are sponsors. But God damn it, go to Hey Pal. I didn't mean to cut you off, but, like, go to Hey Pal, What's New, and click on the Advertise With Us, and you can get some cheap advertising and get your name out there to hundreds of people, sort of.
She asked me if I wanted to come with her, and I was like, I don't know. Do you want me to come? She's like, I don't want to make you come. You know how that goes around and around. It's like, I want you to come, but I don't want to make you come because I don't think you want. Well, I always want to come.
Exactly. I was just getting to that.
She didn't think I wanted to go with her because, you know, who wants to go to that? And she doesn't even want to go, so why would I? And I was like, I'll go. And then she's just like, later on, she was just like, I don't even know that I want to go. I was like, look, go. Have a couple of margaritas. I'll bring you home. You're a little tipsy. I'll take advantage of you. She looks up at me. She goes, you promise? How do I say no to that?
Yeah, we used to say it all the time. It's like, yo, get drunk and go with me.
Right.
You know, like, but yeah, now sometimes it sucks. That, like when you have to do that, that's what I love about my relationship now is like we're both at the time where like we're just like, if you don't feel like going, like you're not gonna hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, like they like dating a musician, like I still remember the one time where we played this gig and I could tell that my girl was just not wanting to be there. It was hot. She was just tired. And I looked at her, I said, look, if we're gonna be together for the rest of our lives or whatever,
it's gonna be a lot of these gigs.
Yeah. I said, this shit never ends. So I'm totally fine if you don't want to go. It's like, really? I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, of
I'm
course
gonna be
I
will pay attention to you, and I'm going to feel bad that I'm not paying attention to
you. Yeah, and then I get all weird, like, where is she? I don't know where, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Is she okay? Like,
is she fucking a drummer?
Yeah, you never know.
Nobody is fucks the drummer.
Exactly. Maybe right, she's, Daryl? Yeah, Daryl? Maybe she's Daryl? Out with, maybe she's in the back with Monkey Man. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Last week, callback. Yeah, so it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you're not going to hurt my feelings, you know. So that's the great thing about a relationship, too. If she goes out somewhere and it's just like, do you want to go? I'm like, not necessarily. She's like, okay, cool.
Well, I got some free food out of it, so I got some, you know.
Sure.
Again, it's been a stressful week, so I've been stress eating.
Yeah.
So I got to eat like, I don't get big meals when I go out because I always feel like a fucking pig. And I'm like, let me just get the chicken quesadilla. And everybody gets like these fucking clams with this and this. And T-bone, like fucking giant burrito. And I'm like, where the fuck is my fucking quesadilla? All the food comes. And I'm like, where the fuck is my quesadilla? And Kate's like, where's your food? And she wouldn't eat until my food came. I was like, they're going to bring it. They're just let them bring it.
Yeah.
So
it's just like. Back in the days when I was young. Any day with that black cherry seltzer.
So I ate that, and then I ate their churros, which
okay.
is like four churros done like Lincoln Log style, like a fucking, with a fucking ice cream in the middle.
Shit, now I'm getting hungry.
So I brought some of those home for Xander, of course, because he was home alone.
My little churro.
But I've just been stress eating because, like, fucking, I told you this story before, but I had my colonoscopy, back in December?
Yeah, mine's coming up actually in a few weeks, actually.
And then January, I had my follow-up. Now, when they came out of the fucking anesthesia, he's like, there's something in there. We're sending it out. We took a little bit. We'll let you know.
This was a license plate.
And
but
then
anyway.
And then I had my follow-up. And we've talked about this on air, so I'm not going to go into it. But it's a 15 millimeter, which is 1.5 centimeters, which is just slightly short of an inch, like polyp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get technical. And the doctor at the time, which I now have learned as a physician's assistant, was just like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. It's not cancerous. It's blah, blah, blah. It's just a growth. And we're just going to keep an eye on it because it could do more harm than good trying to remove it because of infection and perforation and all this other shit. And I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. He goes, but just, you know, we'll follow up in like 3 years instead of 5 years, your normal follow up. And blah. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then fast forward 2 months later, and my phone keeps going off in the doctor's office. Like, oh, they want their $60 that I owe them. And
I'm dodging them.
But nobody leaves a fucking message.
No.
So I was like, all right,
well,
whatever.
Well, you can't really leave anything serious, even if it's just like.
Oh, I could play you the message the doctor left, which is like.
Fucking doctor.
I will play
suck.
It for you. My phone is being used as the camera, so when we get off air, I'll play you the message. But he was like, he finally leaves a message, and he's like, this is Dr. So-and-so, you know, John, blah, blah, blah. You know, you need to call me back. This is about your follow-up, and I had a chance to look at the pathology, and this is not something we want to let go until June. And I'm like, why is he saying June? And then when I call, I'm like, yeah, can I talk to the doctor? And she's like, well, who called you? Was it a nurse or a physician's assistant? I go,
yeah, PA.
The doctor. It was the doctor called me and said he wants me to call him because he wants to talk to me. And she goes, oh, hold on a minute. And then she gets him on the phone. He's like, yeah, you know, I finally had a chance to look over the pathologies and get caught up on some work. I was away. I just got back. And my wife was like, where the fuck was he for 2 months? And I go, rehab. Probably rehab. That had to be.
Yeah, he's so, on fucking Epstein Island, you know.
So apparently this is
pimping a new drug.
Some sort of precancerous growth that they need to take out immediately and can't wait. So I was like, do I trust a doctor who, you know, 2 months later is going, oh, by the way, that thing you had, we should take that out, really.
Yeah. It was your twin brother that you never knew.
Yeah, my quado. I got quado up my ass.
What was the name of the gerbil they found?
His name was Louie.
Oh, okay. Lemmy Winks.
We found
the skeleton.
So one of my coworkers, I had this like, this happened like second period, my off period at work. So all day I'm sitting, I was like, I can't call my wife and be like, send her a message and be like, by the way.
Yeah.
Because she'll fucking freak out all day. So I wait until I get home. But I ran into a coworker who's a health teacher and I talked to them about it. And they were like, here's my doctor. I had the exact same thing. Go see him.
Mm.
So I got an appointment on Wednesday to go down to New York City to Sloan Kettering.
Yeah, you sent me a text. Like all I saw was Sloan Kettering. They found. I was like, I literally went to my boss and was like, can I just take a half day? I need to process this. Like, and plus, too, I mean, for
you
selfish.
You shit yourself.
No, that's okay. But then, like, I'm glad that it's not crazy. But at the same time, like, I'm also, for selfish reasons, I'm like, shit, mine's coming up in like 2 weeks. What the hell are they going to find in my asshole?
Like, well, you know what it is, too? It's like, then they're like, when I get on the phone with the woman, she's like, well, have you noticed any, you know, changes in your stools from, you know, recently? And I'm like, I don't know. She goes, well, since your exam and they took a sample, have you noticed any pain or any other discomfort or anything? I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking like, wait, but did I? Do I? That was different? Do I have, is the kind of like cramping I get in the side, is that?
Yeah, you start thinking about all kinds of shit. Well, you know, everything's going to be fine.
So we were, I forget how we got on the subject, but we're talking about like, you know, I made some joke about dropping dead to my wife and my daughter. And then later on, we were watching Family Feud.
Oh, jeez.
And they're talking about wanting to go on Family Feud. And I was like, well, you know where they film it? They go, California. I go, no, they fucking film it in Atlanta, Georgia.
Do they really?
Yeah. I was like, so if you want to go on it, we could take a trip to Atlanta, Georgia, and the whole family go on. And Anastasia's like, yeah, but only 5 family members get to go on, so one person has to sit out. She's like, so who's going to sit out? It's not going to be me. Mm. And Kate's like, it's not going to be me. And I was like, I know who it'll be. And Anastasia, without skipping a beat, she goes, if you say it's going to be you, Dad, because you're going to be dead, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Do you know my family actually did Family Feud? They auditioned.
Really?
Not me, but like, you know, my fucking crazy family, oh, right? Yeah. They had like, I think it was like my mom, Loretta. I think it was like her husband, like, their grandma, it was like, yeah, I was like, if we didn't get picked, I mean, Jesus Christ, they probably saw that coming. They were like, oh no, I ain't doing that shit.
You guys would have been too entertaining. That's the problem. I can't show up Steve Harvey. No. Some guy got on there the other day, the one we were watching the other day, the guy gets on, he goes, dumb about yourself. He goes, I'm a sit down comedian. And he goes, what? He goes, yeah. And since I'm standing up, I can't tell any jokes.
Oh.
Fucking Steve Harvey just started laughing.
Steve Harvey freaking rules.
Oh. Steve Harvey's got a fucking hog, I hear.
Oh, really?
And Huey Lewis.
Huey.
The Huey Lewis hog.
I just
roll back to last week, listen to the episode.
People. I still love that one time he messed up. To this day, like on New Year's Eve, I always send that picture of Steve Harvey just as Happy Easter. Because he fucked it up. What a dick. So, I still love Louis Anderson's one. Show me boobs!
Wait, wait. Naked Grandma.
Naked Grandma.
You know the Naked Grandma story, right?
No.
Oh, my God. I'll have to show it to you. It's a late guy. Like, I forget what it was. Like, you come in, you see, what's the worst thing you can see walk in the house? And the lady's like, Naked Grandma.
Oh.
I'll show you later. I'm probably killing it. But
there's so many of those ones where people just ramble off crazy shit, you know? Good old family feud.
That's my week in a nutshell.
Yeah, so I guess, do you want to get to, do we have any news of Rooney?
Oh, what did I just do?
Oh, no, help! No. Help, oh. We're stuck!
I hit them.
Show me boobs!
The John's news button is right below the start the podcast, and I have my finger hovering over the John's news. Where it's, and I hit the wrong button anyway, because I'm a dick. Oh, I know why I hit the wrong button.
John,
do you know why I hit
news?
The wrong button?
We're fucking hacks. Want to tell about a funny story? Your text tone on my phone is that. And there's times where literally I'm in meetings and I forget to put it on. So it'll be like, yeah, so, you know, we're talking about this DOT compliance and the driver club. We're fucking hacks. Yeah, and I'm like fucking grabbing it. Thank God I have noise-canceling fucking
microphone. Well, at least it's
microphone.
Not.
How do you explain that? A dead man in your bed still smelling of cum.
Exactly.
I guess, you know, right off the fucking bat here, where's my button?
Oh, yeah. Hit it.
I just picture him doing this, Richard Lewis. Richard Lewis, comedian. Star of, co-star, I don't know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm and many other fucking things. 76 years young, God bless.
Yeah, he was, I mean, I'm not really a huge fan of him.
I understand it, but I just, you know, he's always good in whatever he's in.
It's like the Tim Burton thing where I'm just like, we get it, you're sad, okay? Like, yeah. That's your shtick. I get it. You're 70-something now at this point. But yeah, I guess he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't realize that. I mean, I should say it. He's a fucking legend, dude. I mean, he's, you know, he's been around forever, you know. I just, you know, he was, it's that type of you know, self-loathing, kind of like I'm depressed kind of shit. And I'm just like, we get it. Like, moving on. You know, like,
well,
apparently moving on because he's dead, you see.
He's dead next.
No, but Bing, he's a world-class comedian.
I didn't know this guy, but Justin sent it to me. Totally, thank you. Mm. Mark Dodson. I guess he was a voice actor, among other things, but he did the voice of, he was known as the voice of Gremlins. I guess he did all the voices on the Gremlins movies.
But
he also did a lot of voices in the early Star Wars movies and stuff, too.
Oh, really?
I looked at his IMDb, and it's a lot of, like, you know, fucking Return of the Jedi, uncredited voice, like a lot of Star Wars where,
okay,
you know, you got the alien in the background going, "Ooh, get the fuck up." It's like, who was that? It's like, ah, that's Dodson.
I
Dodson.
Played,
we got Dodson over here.
I played Bosk. Okay. So the Hammerhead. He's dead, you see. He's Howie Mandel do the gizmo, or did he do the other one?
I don't know.
I thought Howie Mandel did the, you know, I can't do that
maybe
voice.
Maybe he did but,
Maybe he did, like, Stripe and all those other ones.
IMDb.
Oh, he did. They just showed a picture of him. He did the fucking Jabba's little guy. one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, all right. Yeah, he did Stripe
in
those
Gremlins.
Guys.
He was the Mogwai voice.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, he was the Mogwai voice. It wasn't Howie Mandel.
I thought Howie Mandel.
He was also
did
in
it.
Day of the Dead. He was the zombies voices.
Oh,
uncredited.
Man. He just
goes, it's like me coming.
That's
what my wife heard last night.
Skeet, skeet.
He was on Token. He did the Token with the Dead.
Token with the Dead.
Were you around when I heard about that? They talked about that on, was it on?
We talked about
the podcast, but we talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
The Token Dead.
Mm-hmm. Token with the Dead. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the unsung heroes, man. Fucking those voice actors.
Video games and all this other shit.
Who knew that Jabba's little guy, that was him. Yeah. That was good stuff, man.
What else do I got here? Sorry, I'm on my news. Mm. Oh, my God. Okay, so my news this week is not sticking purely entertainment. Because this is one of those, are you fucking kidding me moments. Did you hear about the fucking Wendy's surge pricing? That Wendy was proposing or planning.
Wendy herself?
Wendy's.
She came out,
yes,
with the fucking pigtails?
Wendy's was planning on doing this, like, during their peak times, raising the prices on their menu items during peak times.
I heard about
and
that.
And the internet went fucking nuts. People were like, this is me at Wendy's at $3.55, ordering 55 cheeseburgers, 55, like 55 of everything, to sell them when the surge price hits.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I know that, like, places like McDonald's, like the 24-hour ones, will jack it up, right, after late night, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah, their late night menu is different, and it's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, but and even all those fast food ones now, it's like, you used to be able, McDonald's used to be cheap. Now it's like, you can't get a meal that's, like, less than $10.
Nope.
Like, to this day, I mean, I don't really partake in it that much anymore, but, like, you go there, and it's like, a meal is, like, $12. I'm like... Well, wait, what?
That's why I just use the app. Everybody always gives me shit about this. Like, I'm just going to go there and order. I'm like, use the fucking app.
I use the app for any of those things.
You get so much free shit. And then when you get all the points and you use your points for fucking rewards.
Yeah, you rock on the McDonald's points because you got the family going. But
yeah. Other news, did you see all the shit about this Willy Wonka experience in, like, Holland or some shit like that? They generated the ads using AI, and then the fucking kids showed up, and it was, like, this empty warehouse with a couple of, like, kids were crying and, like, scared, and they're like, oh, here, you want some candy? And it was, like, those fucking chafing dishes that you make ziti in filled with candy that they're, like, here and scooping it out and giving it to the kids.
What a shit show. Oh God. Yeah, AI, man. I'm always saying how scary it is, but then, like, have you noticed that somebody was talking about it on another show, how AI is woke? Like, if you go to AI and say, show me pictures of Nazi soldiers, they'll come back like, one's Chinese, one's black. Like, what's right? You're just like, because you can't, like, you know.
The pendulum has swung the other way.
I know. AI is woke. I had no idea. Next time, go to freaking AI and just say, you know, a real controversial Ku Klux Klan. I'll have, like, a fucking black guy.
Black Klan. The Black Klansman.
The Black Klansman. Great movie, by the way.
The only one last piece of news, because this will lead into what we're about to talk about, is The Walking Dead, The Ones That Live.
Yeah.
Has broken records. Well, broke a record. The series premiere drew 3 million viewers after 3 days.
3 million.
The biggest streaming premiere of a show, I guess they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll get into it because...
let's go right there. Let's get into The Walking Dead, The Ones That Live, TV.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because TV seems to be where it's at these days. But yeah, I did watch The Ones Who Live. Actually, if you go on Hey Pal, What's New, we have a new section called Latest News and Reviews, where we're doing more long-form reviews. So I posted one. I think with like stuff like movies, we could do reviews. TV shows will probably wait till the season is over, but this one I wanted. I was like, since it's new, I'm like, all right, let me
give you a recap.
I wanted to do a recap of like my Walking Dead experience because I've been watching that show since fucking
day one,
the pilot. I was just like, and I've watched all these different shows. If you go on the website, I wrote a big long how do you do about each fucking show, what I thought about it, coming up to this one, the first episode. So, yeah, what did you think of the first episode?
You know. I know some people are pissed. Spoiler. Where's the spoiler? You hit the spoiler button. You're better. All right, that's good. You know, Rick running by the end of the episode, Rick and Michonne are back together.
Yeah.
But like the show is about them getting back together. So why are you going to put that off to halfway through the season?
Yeah. I mean, there was another show that did something like that where they dropped it like first episode, which it was good because I was shocked. I was like, holy shit, they're already fucking connected. But it was a nice shock. It was like, oh, good. I don't have to, if it's a 6-episode show, I think it's either 6 or 8, where it's like, I'm not going to, all this fucking backstory to get to like episode 3 or 4 or 5, like fucking do it now.
Yeah.
You know, just do it now and then take on from there. And,
I enjoyed it. I was happy with it.
I was super happy with it.
I like that they gave me everything. It's like, okay, where the fuck has Rick been this whole time? I like that they don't drag it out. They're like, boom, 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 boom. And they started off like shortly before he kind of, well, not shortly before, but he's been there a while. And they tell me like, the past couple of years, like really quick.
Yeah, it wasn't like a super drawn out thing. And It did answer a lot of questions of like, all right, he's been gone for 6 years. How could he not fucking make it back, you know, or something like that? And they explain it where it makes total sense. I mean, he was taken. This place, this Commonwealth is a Commonwealth? No, it's the Civic Republic, the CRM. They are a force to be reckoned with. They had him were like, he tried to escape like 5 times, and to the point where Rick finally gets his arm chopped off, his hand.
He finally loses the hand.
And it was just like, I was like watching that, and he gets in there and he's looking at his hand, and like, I'm sorry, dude, fucking Andrew Lincoln killed it in these episodes. Like I forgot, like, I remember when Rick left the show, I was like, that's so stupid. Like, they're not going to have it without Rick. And then Michonne left. We're like, oh, Jesus. But I forgot, like, how fucking important he is in the show. Because he's sitting there, and his acting was just like, when he's got his hand there, and he's got his hatchet. Hatchet? My old Negan impersonation. What did he have? A hatchet. Hatchet? He looks at it, and he's like, I have to do it. I have to do it. I was like, oh my God, he's going to do it.
And then he fucking stuck his arm inside the burning walker.
Yeah, because you're like, all right, he's not going to bleed out. It's like, no, he quarter. Like, they answered questions like boom, 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 boom. And, you know, they explain how, like, you know, for 5 years, you're stuck as a grunt. And then you could finally make it in. And then he got to the point where after all these times, you know, I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah.
I forget his name. Oh God, it's
the,
like,
helicopter pilot guy.
Yeah, he like had all the intel on Rick, and he's just like, if you fucking escape, I know, like, we know where we picked you up. We'll go back. We'll fucking kill everybody you love.
Yep.
And you'll be it makes sense why he's still there.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when the plane crashes, I will say I did watch the second episode because it is early on AMC. And all these fucking YouTubers were already putting up their Easter egg things and the ending explained. I'm like, shit. I'm like, you're going to make me subscribe to AMC Plus, aren't you? Because I'm not getting spoiled. You gotta learn
how to pirate, man.
Well, I dropped fucking Paramount and then just went to AMC. But I will say, I won't give any spoilers to the second episode. Second episode is good. As you would probably guess, it's Michonne's version of how they got back together.
Great.
And you find out what happened, like, how the plane crashed, the helicopter.
Right.
Like, it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I was just like, okay.
I can't wait. Well, after the episode, I'm going to go upstairs and grab my wife because I was like, hey, you want to watch it while we eat dinner? And she's like, that really seems like more of a we got to watch it on the TV
kind
of show, not a, you know, gonna sit and watch it on your computer screen at the table.
Yeah, I was seriously, because, I mean, if you go on, like I said, on the website and you look up the reviews, I wrote, like, little things about each spinoff.
Yeah.
And each show, like, I talked about, like, how I fucking hate watched Fear the Walking Dead. And then I went into the other ones, and, like, Dead City was okay.
Yeah.
Daryl Dixon was all right. But it had no stakes to it.
Right.
No stakes to it. And now, when you're watching this one, there's fucking, like, they could easily, now I don't know any intel, they could easily combine all these people together. You get your Morgans back. You get fucking Daryl finds out and either make a movie or just do another fucking show, like another continuation. Because the way they kind of left it off for The Walking Dead at the end, like, it's just kind of like, eh.
I think a movie is more along what they should do, because, like, getting all those people now back together to do a weekly TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? Michonne is the actress. She does tons of other shit. Does she have time for a fucking TV show? I mean, I don't know what the fuck Andrew Lincoln's doing other than now that he wasn't on The Walking Dead. What was he doing?
He wanted to spend time with his family in London. Oh, so how'd that work out? Yeah. Well, he's back. And, dude, I am so, like, I am so happy now because, like, all I fucking hate Fear, all these other shows. I was just like, why? Why are we doing this? Like, there's no reason to do this. You know, I explained about Dead City. I was like, oh, great. We're getting a green screen New York City. And they're running around. Like, there's no fucking stakes to it. Like, nope. You're just like, this is stupid. And now with this, you're like, holy shit. And the way they're going, they could totally revitalize this whole show. And like you said, make a fucking Avengers kind of like movie where, like, everybody gets together. Because you can't, now that I think about it, you can't really, all right, well, you can get all together and start a new series and all that stuff, like a continuation series, like a sequel series.
Right.
What is it going to be, like, fucking villain of the week kind of shit? Like, and they've already ran out of comic. Kirkman finished it. And the way he finished it, you know, it sucked because the TV show, they got rid of Carl. And Carl was like, I don't know, did you ever read the last issue of The Walking Dead?
No.
All right, well, I'm going to do a long one for this one, but this is a comic book spoiler. So basically, in the last issue of The Walking Dead, well, the second to last issue.
Okay.
That fucking, they're in the Commonwealth. The guy, the governor's son, that real fucking, like, Weasley kind of guy.
Right.
He ends up killing Rick. And Carl finds Zombie Rick, has to put Zombie Rick down. And nice. Then they do a flash forward where Carl is got, he's all older, he's grizzled. He was with, not Lydia. Lydia's still around, but, like, they show, like, a time jump of, like, you know, Herschel's, like, in a, like, a 20-year-old and, like, that. And it ended on, like, such a, okay, they're going to be all right. They're fine. You know, like, when they fucking took Carl off the TV show and Rick's still running around, you're kind of like, oh, shit. Like,
well, they could do it with, what's her name, the daughter.
Yeah,
the TV show. Just put the daughter in Carl's place.
Yeah, I forget what Judith. What she is in the... But I also put a link on the page of... She was a whore. I also put a link on the article where they talked about how they were going to originally end The Walking Dead with, like, you know, RJ and Judith, like, adults. And he goes, if anybody can find this, my name's Rick Grimes because he's RJ. Which I was like, why didn't they fucking do that?
Yeah.
Because they would have ended it. They left it open-ended for all these fucking things.
Spinoffs.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely, I highly recommend watching this one. If you fell off and you kind of wanted to be like, what happens with Rick and Michonne? Their chemistry is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that show up in the second episode where you're like, okay. They're explaining and answering questions where you're like, why? Why?
Why?
Like, you know, how did they do this, and how did they find each other, and why didn't Rick just fucking, you know, he's Rick Grimes, man. He's fucking, he could take on anything. It makes total sense. So, yes, that was a good one. That was a very good one.
I did watch another TV show.
You did?
I watched Shogun, the first two episodes of Shogun.
Now, that's on Hulu, right?
Yes.
I was going to watch that today because I've been hearing nothing but good things about it.
It is. Like, I was a fan of the 1980s one.
Oh, yeah.
That was on. I've actually watched that multiple times.
I think I actually read the book when I was
this,
a kid.
This one is, I mean, technology. They've gone bigger, better. It's a more epic world. It's all feudal Japan. After the death of the emperor or whatever, and now all these other people are trying to vie for the spot.
Mm.
It was just so good.
Yeah.
Visually, and I mean, the story is the story. I don't think they're fucking with the formula of that. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, they, I feel like it's like not as, you look back at that 80s one and it's so awkward because it's the 80s and you're like.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that with the movies too, because you did see a movie, popular one, where if you look at the old 80s David Lynch one, you're like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
that was a hot mess.
And I mean, so again, I'm a little biased because my friend Allie, her husband is one of the writers on Shogun.
Ooh.
But I mean, how do you, well, no disrespect to him, but it's like. There's already a script and a book. What, like,
yeah,
there was a TV show already. What do you get?
Yeah, you gotta just but like.
I love change that kind of stuff. Things. I love that historic shit. Like, you know, like The Last Samurai and what was the one with fucking Keanu Reeves where he's like a soldier who like.
Whoa!
It's like.
I don't know. It was fucking.
I don't fucking know. It was another one of those like the samurai type ones where he lands in this fucking area and he's like. He's a white guy amongst all the Japanese.
Let's get down to business to defeat
the Huns.
It's fucking stupid. Kung Fu Panda 4.
First you take your penis between my buns.
Anal sex, always funny.
That was the show I watched. I highly recommend it, especially if you're a fan of like that historic drama shit.
I've been hearing nothing but good things, and then when I was flipping through to watch Coral and all that show, I was like, ooh, Shogun. Yeah, I heard that's really good. All right, I'll get to that. You know, but I'm just...
Movie-wise, I went to go see Dune 2.
Oh, wait, before we do... Oh, okay, because I was just going to say we can do a little catch-up on the Bad Batch. Did you watch the latest one?
Bad Batch, I did.
Yeah. What'd you think? I mean... Dude, if you're we said this last week. If you're skipping this freaking Bad Batch,
what the hell's wrong with you,
Dave? Well, you know, the freaking we'll do this again. At the end of the episode, they do reunite, which that was the other show I was thinking of because I thought Bad Batch they're gonna have 12 episodes. Like, are they gonna drag it out? Like, they're not gonna get reunited till like episode 8. Nope, episode 4.
And it looks like they're a bit. Well, they're kind of doing, but not doing that. Like, you know, Adventure of the Week. Thing.
Yeah.
They're not going as deep into it where it's like, it almost feels like the Adventure of the Week is a vehicle for furthering the entire story and not like.
They're following one storyline as opposed to like, you know, 4 out of the 12 really good episodes filled in with like Adventure of the Week.
Yeah.
At least Sid's out of the fucking picture. The Omega Factor is still kind of up there. But I will say I got a little misty when they reunited with Omega with the Bad Batch. So, yeah, just real quick on that. I mean, maybe we'll do something where it's more of a, depending on the new stuff. But, yeah, it was, I definitely watch it. You know, if you're a Star Wars person, people are actually like, holy shit, this show's really good. I'm like, yep, it's good. So, yeah, let's get to it. Sorry to cut you off the last one here, but you got your fleshlight here.
Hold on. Let me
I'm gonna find it.
Look into it.
I get next.
You said you got to butter it up first.
You sent me the section of it. And I was like, I get seconds.
My hand does not even fit in that. I can't get my hand in there.
Sometimes you got to let those hard-to-reach chips go.
I'm fisting a popcorn bucket.
So it's like I've always said, I can fuck a freaking Pringles can. I can't touch the bottom, but I can scrape the sides.
That's right.
I don't know
if I scrape the sides. I went to go see Dune 2.
Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo, yes. Yeah,
it was so good. I mean, everybody's going nuts over it,
mm-hmm.
which I agree. It's visually, it's fucking amazing. The story is really good. I don't know if people are just comparing it to the David Lynch one where he tried to freaking cram like 5 books into one movie.
Yeah.
But how do I describe this? You know when you go out to eat
mm-hmm.
and you get this amazing fucking meal and you're like, that was so fucking good.
Uh-huh.
I'm still hungry. let's get a hot dog from the hot dog cart.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of how I felt at the end of it. I was like, that was so good, but I feel a little like I'm not satisfied.
That's how I always am when I go to hibachi.
Yeah.
The food is amazing, but you're like, that really wasn't that much. He threw some rice and chicken over my head, and now I'm like, fuck, I need a pizza. Anyway.
<That's right. laughs> I mean, it was a great movie. It was fun. It was. I mean, it's Dune. It's what you want from Dune. It's Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. Can you canoe?
And I only know it's Denis because, you know, Red Dead Redemption, Saint Denis.
Oh, yes, Saint Denis.
So.
What's this town, Saint Denis?
He always makes these epically visual movies.
Yeah.
And I know that it got a lot of comments from, I think even Christopher Nolan was like, made a comment about, he compared it to Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson did too.
And I'm like, well, of course it is, because fucking the Star Wars movies were based on Dune, the book. I mean, Lucas himself said he wrote that with Dune in mind when he wrote it.
Yeah.
But it's an epic tale. I just don't feel like when you didn't see the first one, did you?
No, it was funny because yesterday when we talked about the pottery thing or whatever, we woke up early in the morning and I was like, you know what we should do? Like, we should watch Dune, the first one. It's about 3 hours, right? Watch it. If we really like it, let's go see Dune 2 tonight. And Manal looks at me, she goes, fuck no. Well, she's like, I am not watching Dune with you. So, she's like, I love you, but I ain't doing Dune. I was like, all right.
I've seen the first one multiple times. Okay. I'm waiting for a second one. The thing about the first one is it kind of sets everything up. So at the end of it, you're going, wait, that was great. But wait, that's it?
Yeah.
Now this one, you're like, okay. And they go through everything. You get to the end, you go, yeah. And then you're like, wait, that's not it? But you're not going to tell me what else happens here? Like, what? It's not so much a cliffhanger as it is, like, remember how you thought this was going to be the end of it? Well, it's not the end of it. And no. We're not going to, we don't know if we're going to have the rest of it to tell you.
Well,
it's the end of this part.
Yeah, it's doing part two. But then he has multiple books and they are talking. I mean, I'm pretty sure this thing's going to destroy at the box office this weekend. And then they'll do the third one, but they might not have Villeneuve in it. Like, he might not do it. Who knows? Because, I mean, the guy's probably like, I got to do something else.
Well, I knew there was creative decisions he made story-wise because, like, you know, Paul Atreides is out in the desert with them for, like, years learning to be like them. But in this, it's only, like, a couple, like, a very short period of time that he's with them being one of the Fremen. So it's like, dude, come on. Like, I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, it feels like you're cheated. It's like, does it really happen that fast? And at the end of it, you know, the Fremen get their freedom. They overthrow the powers of beast. Spoiler. It's a fucking book and a movie that's already been out.
Yeah.
But it's like, now they're like, okay, great. But now there's a holy war we got to fight. And it's like, okay, so there's more I got to wait for?
Yeah.
And I know that, but it almost felt like very unsatisfying at the end. And I know I'm going to catch shit for that. I just didn't feel satisfied.
But like, hey, look, think about Empire Strikes Back. That ended on such a fucking, you're like, oh man, that's it? Same thing with, even if.
But you knew Return of the Jedi was coming.
Yeah.
But this, it's like, they're like, yeah, we're probably making a third one. When?
Yeah, it's going to be a while, but at the same time, a lot of those like mid movies, like the, even dare I say, fucking Attack of the Clones. You see all the, they're ready for the clone army, and we got so much, you know, the rest of the Clone Wars in there, but. At the same time, you're at the end of the movie, like, fuck, I gotta wait?
I'd rather not a cliffhanger. I'd rather, like, yay, and then the next one comes out, it's like, okay, remember how we left off at this? But that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Tell me it's not it with the next movie. Don't leave me hanging at the end going, like, and I know they do it on purpose, so it's, like, to generate interest in, like, you know, oh, we want you to want another movie so we have a reason to make another movie, and the studio says yes to another movie because there's so much interest. I mean, the movie made, what is it, $178 million this weekend?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Internationally. Well, worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay, yeah, because I know they were looking at like 70, 80 for it.
Yeah, it was like 82 United States.
Which is you know, well, I think the last one, the last one they did day and date, and it was also during a pandemic, so they were kind of like, and it still did 36 or like 40 million. So.
Yeah, I thought I put it in the notes, but I didn't put it in the
notes. Yeah, it's something where I definitely want to, I tried Saturday, it didn't fly, but I was like, that's okay. Like I said, we have an awesome relationship where she's like, you're not dragging my ass to Dune. And I'm like, fair enough. She's like, go with your boyfriend. I'm like, he's already went. But I'll figure it out. And I did, I will admit, I did watch the Screen Crush kind of like caught, you know, like they did a recap of right. season one, and I was like, it was a lot. I was like, what the fuck, this and that, and what the hell is Dave Bautista doing? And I mean, I got the gist of it. So I think if I did go to Dune Part 2, not seeing the first one, I got enough of the backstory, because I've heard like the first one's kind of like a lot of exposition.
Yes.
And then you're like...
All the character building is in the first one. It's like, we're giving you the backstory of everything.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow, this... Because he ran through it in like 20 minutes, and I'm like, I can't... Spice's life and Blue Eyes? I get it. Okay.
Well, and that's the other thing is like, you know, everything is about Spice, and Spice is this substance that allows them to... interspace travel. Mm. Without Spice, you can't do it. So it's the Spice that makes that, like... intergalactic travel possible.
Okay.
You know, think about like when you watch Star Wars and they go, you know, warp speed and they
yeah. take off. It's like their version of light speed, yeah.
Right. And in Star Wars, if you look at some of like the spice mines of Kessel.
Yes.
That's all based on Dune.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lucas definitely... hold on, I'm going to get a little hot here. Lucas...
Oh, I wish I had some music to play.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me get my wallet.
Ooh. Anyway, I mean, Lucas is definitely
hot.
Lucas has definitely said, like, I
can't do his voice. He's kind of like this. He kind of sounds like Kermit.
Ripped it all.
He kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog. You know, I took a little bit from
it's like poetry
from Dune. Rainbow Connection.
Anyway,
he took a lot from Dune.
He did, which you know. So I'm interested.
Go see it. I want to see it again. You know what I said? I said to Kate, I was like, you know where I really want to see that movie? I want to see it in a 4DX theater.
Yeah, I'm totally surprised that they didn't re-release the first one on IMAX, because a lot of people
It was out last week, like 2 weeks ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was out for like a weekend.
Yeah, which sucks because a lot of people didn't see the first one in IMAX, which
correct.
People are saying like you have to see it. It's
now,
not
now. Tell me when this run is all over that they're going to do like an IMAX double feature.
Yeah, they should.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah, I mean
I'll go sit for 7 hours in the theater.
They do all the fucking Avengers ones where they showed everyone. They do that with Star Wars. Why not with Dune? You know, yeah. That's why I'm surprised they didn't do like a double feature thing. But anyway, yeah, before we go into my crapola, we do have some...
Now, hold on there 1 second here, young fella. I was thinking about maybe the two of us get down in the old pickup truck corner and hit one of them movie plexes where we can go sit down and eat a tub of popcorn and check out some preview.
Yeah. So, there we go, trailers.
Nothing's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I only saw two. I did go through the one. The one I did see was, we'll do this too, even though it's a music one.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, what is this? Huh? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
I thought you were dead.
The Strangers. There's another movie. It's apparently... Now, I watched the trailer,
okay. And
it's called The Strangers Chapter 1. It's pretty much, it looks good. It's a prequel kind of origin story about but it looks, when you see all the clips in there, it basically looks like they remade The Strangers. Same kind of premise. The last one was like with Liv Tyler, where they're in a house and... They're on a romantic getaway, but like they kind of were on the outs a little bit. And then these three strangers just show up and just start like a break and entering. And they torture them and all that shit. The original one was good. It was pretty scary. This one looks like they amped it up a little bit more.
Okay.
The Strangers, they did do a sequel, Pray at Night, which was dog shit. But this one, I guess they're doing like a, it says The Strangers Chapter 1, so I guess they're still going with it. It looks like Jump Scare City. I'm like, all right. Yeah, it could be interesting. It could not be. So just kind of amp it up a little bit. Yeah, just going to do a little tab A, slot B, as they say.
Can I help you?
Yeah. And other than that, there was another one that I saw that I just wanted to mention, and I did put it on our page because they're remaking Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
What the fuck? fuck.
And it was like the lamest fucking trailer. Yeah. It was like a teaser.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. Yeah. I was like.
And if we're ever in the room together and I'm looking busy and I ask you to do something, you just say, yeah. And then again.
Yeah. I was just like.
Get right on that, Joe.
Why? The first one wasn't that great to begin with. I mean, no. It was fun. It was an 80s jam. It was
classic, like. Guilty pleasure, like, I remember that movie, like, I liked it, and I'm not supposed to like it.
Yeah, the one where the
dishes are done,
man. Yeah, that's what I put as a hashtag on it. But, yeah, I mean, as far as I knew, they did do a final trailer, too, for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yes.
A little bit more of the same. That is the next movie where I'm like, I'm fucking there. I'm
fucking in.
I'm fucking so there, dude. It's a fucking whale, Jay.
It's a goddamn
Stay Puff, Jay.
You know what I got tomorrow?
What's that?
The Monday Mystery Movie.
What's it gonna be?
I don't know. There's some people guessing that it's Kung Fu Panda 4 because it's rated PG and it's like listed as 151 minutes, but Kung Fu Panda is like 120 something minutes. They've never done like a over 10 minute discrepancy between the listed time and the actual runtime.
Are these Regal theaters? Are they trying to like? Are these guys are trying to figure it out? So we'll fuck with the time or something like that.
I don't. You? Oh yeah, that's why they do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, that's really the next movie I'm really, really hyped for. I mean, they did the final trailer. Like I said, it's a little bit more of the same. You got some more stuff, but yeah, it looks fucking... I mean, the last one was really good. I was a big fan of Afterlife, and I like the new crew. You gotta love a Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rudd's always a joy.
He was hanging out in Rhinebeck last week.
I heard.
Oh, did you hear
John Cena is going on here?
John Cena? No, that's this article about how John Cena's agency is the his agent that he works for.
Yeah,
they wanted him to turn down that cameo in the Barbie movie where he's the merman.
Oh, jeez.
It's fucking. That is John Cena though.
Yeah,
like he's like, no man, I'll do anything fun. It's fun. It's wholesome. It's who cares.
He's a goof. Trainwreck was on again recently, and it was just fucking. I laughed my ass off with him. Oh, he's like God. The best part of that movie. You know what I do to assholes like you? I lick them.
I lick them.
He's just so abnormally.
There's just
fucking...
so many shitty trailers out that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, there was another Shamalama Ding Dong one. The Watchers.
No, well, no, that's not him. That's his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
From Ishana Knightley.
Yeah, it's
Father, like daughter.
Ishana
Knight-Shyamalan. Dakota Fanning's in it. Oh, boy. And good times.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, she's looking a little old. Yeah, you know, Kung Fu Panda, I could give a...
My kids all want to see it.
Do they? I told Manal because the trailer came up, and I was like, the only one I saw was 3. Believe it or not, I took my kids to see it. Like they had a friend, they're like, "We should go with me in 3." And I literally looked at my phone the whole time.
I got my Dune popcorn bucket.
That's all you need.
And my daughter has informed me that Regal is going to have the
are they doing
Chinese food container popcorn bucket for Kung Fu Panda 4?
Oh.
So she's gonna put one aside for me.
Awesome.
So
that I do want to get the Slimer one for Ghostbusters too.
Look, but you know what it is though. But Regal Cinemas doesn't ever put out ones like this. Fucking
no, you had to go to AMC for that
AMC,
one, right?
AMC. So like, the fact that they're gonna and it's a Cinemark is the one that has all the fun Kung Fu Panda ones.
Yeah.
And apparently, like Regal is a sister company to Cinemark, so they're getting the Chinese food container. There's also one that's like Poe holding a big bowl.
Yeah.
That looks like a candy dish. That's I think like a big wok.
I think it's great. I'm pissed that I kind of didn't get a few of them, you know? I mean, but what do you do with them? I mean, it's going to sit on a show.
Manny wanted the Dungeons & Dragons one because it was a giant 20-sided die.
See, that's awesome. The Scream one was the Scream head, yep. Ghost-faced head. There was another one, too.
Saw whatever. The new Saw movie had one, too.
Yes. Yeah, they had the... what's his name? It's not Jigsaw. It's... Yeah. It's something stupid too. I forget. Like they said his name, but I was like, "That's not. It's Jigsaw, the puppet. It's a puppet.
It's a fucking puppet.
It's a freaking puppet." Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Are we doing?
Yeah.
Suck it.
Ball. balls. Yeah, boobs indeed, everybody. Yeah, it's music time. There was a lot of music that came out, actually. Interesting bands. A lot of, you know, more of the same, more singles and stuff. But let's start with, you had one, actually. Let's start with you. You had one you added?
Dude, I just added that because it was so fun. Galaxy Hamster by Ninja Sex Party.
I mean, come on. Dude, Ninja Sex Party, okay, baby.
Hold on. It's so rock too. I don't want to play because I don't want to get demonetized. But deep in the suburbs of New Jersey, in the basement of the sex bang house, you are the hero with a heart of God, yet you're barely the size of a mouse. It's just a fun song.
Yeah, it just, you know, makes you want to drive really fast in your car, you know, do the 260 air conditioning.
Drum on the fucking steering wheel.
Yeah, do a Mike Stolper fucking drum bit.
Ooh, man. Bite your lower lip.
Yeah. Yeah, so a couple of full lengths. We'll start with the full length records.
Oh, you're gonna give me the full length?
Yeah, I'll give you the foot long before the freaking 6-inch. Wow. Yeah, I mean, Ministry has their new album out.
Oh, good for them.
They love their puns. Hopium for the masses. I've actually liked some of the singles that came out.
But even with BDE, it feels like, again, I don't mean to be like, is Uncle Al going woke?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's a, well, it's, you know, he tends to thrive during the Bush administrations and the Trump administrations. Yep. When there's a Democrat in office, he's kind of like, ah, shit.
What am I going to fucking do?
But fucking, I'll tell you what, if he gets fucking back, you know, then we'll have a... I can't do a Trump, but, you know, yeah, I mean...
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be so huge. I was not aware of that. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. So, yeah, check it out. Hopium for the Masses. There were a few good singles. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden fame. He put out another solo album. Email. The Mandrake Project. I heard the first one. I think we did put one song on there. I have to kind of dig into it. I like the fact that it's a little different than Maiden. So it's a little bit heavier. It's got some... It's a little bit more modern. Anyway, but yeah, that's out if you want to check that out. Some other singles here. First, we'll go with local. One of our buddies, old Dizzy Parker, is back.
Dizzy.
He's got a new song out. It's called "It's Gonna Be a Good Day." He's very positive. He's very slick.
Is it there?
No, I'm looking through my my what's new first, and some of the ones I enjoyed I put on there. Some of them, you know. Other than that, let's keep going down the line, kids. There was another band that I found. They've been around.
Look at my release radar. There's something local on my release radar, number two.
Look at that. Oh, right under Ministry.
Right under Ministry and right above De La. You're sandwiched between Ministry and De La Soul. How does it feel?
It feels good, man. It feels good. I'm very proud of that. New single. By the way, my single, Something Special, came out on all streaming platforms. This one we can actually play.
I have permission from the artist to play this one.
Yeah.
I say we play us out to that.
Yeah, and the next single, The Villain Gets the Girl, is coming out on Friday, so the 8th. So you can actually go and pre-save it, which is so funny because they do this stuff on it's like pre-save. It's just like, well, I'm not going to get the money for it, but I can see who's pre-saved it so far. But anyway, moving on, there was another band that I found. They just put out a new album. It's a band called Pissed Jeans. Pissed.
I have pissed my jeans.
I don't know how
I told that story on the podcast when I pissed my pants on purpose.
No, yeah, let's do a little. Back in the days when I was young. Damn it, we're old. We got more music, but I want to hear this story.
It has to be years ago, like prior to probably meeting Kat. I got pulled over doing like 70 and a 35. And the cop was like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I was like, "Yeah, because I was speeding." He goes, "Where the hell are you going in such a hurry?" I was like, "Well, I did have to take a piss." He goes, "What do you mean you did have to take a piss?" I was like, "Well, I have nowhere to stop, and I had to take a piss." I was like, "But as soon as you pulled me over, I was like, fuck it, and I pissed my pants, and I pissed my pants on purpose." And he just looks down and sees my lap is like soaking wet and just goes, "Dude, slow down. Just go." I didn't give a guy who pissed his pants a ticket.
Yeah, if peeing your pants is the coolest, consider me Miles Davis. Yeah, but I don't know how I got connected to this band, Pissed Jeans. I think somebody must have posted on They have a new album out called Half Divorced.
That's not you. And you're all divorced.
Yeah. I mean, they are freaking really good. If you're into that, like, you know, heavier kind of punk stuff. I think they're actually, I am going to see, next week, I will be at the Alkaline Trio show in Brooklyn. Maybe these guys are opening up. I don't know. I'll have to investigate. But if you get a chance, we did put one of their songs on the playlist. But they do have a new full-length album out called Half Divorced. So definitely check them out.
Pissed Jeans.
There they are. Wow. Moving on. That's the song I put on there. That's a good one, man. It's heavy. Heavy is not heavy. It's got melodic kind of things to it. So moving on down the list, we did talk about my single, Fancy. I don't know if you ever got into the Cigarettes After Sex. That band.
I always smoked after sex.
Yeah. I mean, I smoked before or after.
That's like the joke. The girl goes, the guy goes, hey, do you smoke after sex? She goes, I never looked.
But they have a single out. It's called Tijuana Blue. They're very chill. Like, believe it or not, my daughter Violet actually really likes them too. We almost went to go see them at Terminal 5. I was like, we should go see them. But anyway, oh, okay. Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs tour. Yeah. Oh, they're playing with Drug Church? Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'll give you a review of that when I get back from it. Yeah. That new Alkaline Trio album.
$50, how do you go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Drug Church and Warriors.
Yeah, in Queens, of all places.
The dramatic places.
Yeah, exactly. And then going on down the list, we have some more. There's another band, a real heavy band called Knocked Loose. Kind of a post.
I think you knocked something loose there,
Tom. Yeah, post hardcore band. They have a single out called Blinding Faith. If you're into that really heavy kind of, they're really good. They're really good. Not too much, but it's more screamo kind of shit. But yeah, I really dig them. They're what they call like post hardcore.
All right.
And then there was something else I was going to say. Which one? Oh, I'll have to do the,
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. What is this? Huh? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
I thought you were dead.
We'll leave it at this. Hey kids, Accept has a new song now.
Why?
Dude, look, I'm going to defend Accept, just like I defended Saxon a couple of weeks ago, which, by the way, Saxon is playing at the Paramount in Peekskill.
Okay.
We should go. It's the Paramount in Peekskill. It's fucking right there.
Somebody else is playing the Paramount. There's like a bunch of people playing the Paramount lately.
It's a great place to see a 10,000 show.
10,000 Maniacs.
Oh, now that I would go see. I'll get all Lilith Fair on that shit. Yeah, they have a new song called Humanoid. The original singer, Udo Dirk Schneider, left the band ages ago. He's been doing all kinds of stuff. Is in Queens at the Knockdowns. Yeah, we just looked at that, sweetheart. I forgot. I know. We're going to a lot of shows, actually. My girl's been hooking us up. We're doing Alkaline Trio this month. Then next month is Circle Jerks and Descendants.
Yes.
And then May, I'm going to see Hot Water Music and Quicksand, which I'm fucking really excited
about.
That
Descendant show is in New Haven, right?
Yeah, at Old Toad's Place.
Yeah, I saw them there last time with Shagger. You were supposed to go and then couldn't go for some reason last minute.
Yeah, I forget.
You're a fucking pussy.
I know. I mean, I did see him like fucking three times on the last tour.
Whatever. For me, that's one band I can't see too many times.
Hey, yo, whatever.
And then I saw them down in Jersey.
Jersey, yeah. You've seen them a lot more than I have recently. But yeah, I mean, they got a new singer. He's this little tiny dude. From an old band. Remember T.T. Quick?
No.
I know this stupid shit. But they've put out a couple of albums with this guy. He's fucking good, man. And it's German metal. What are you going to do?
You, me, Stolpe should go.
Yeah. Stolpe loves fucking Accept, man. Of course he does. He loves fucking Flotsam and Jetsam and all those bands. I would go see Accept. He sounds great, and he can nail the old stuff, and he's, right. You know, the new stuff is actually pretty cool. So, yeah, I put their song Humanoid on there, but I think that's pretty much it. The only other thing I saw was De La Soul's got, they put out a 3 Feet High and Rising. There's a 35th anniversary edition.
Damn.
I was like, God. Oh, one more. Acid Mammoth.
Acid Mammoth.
Atomic Shaman. If you like doom metal, like Black Sabbath kind of shit,
okay.
The Sword, you can't go wrong with Acid Mammoth. I mean, the name of the band
is on the list.
The name of the band is fucking Acid Mammoth, for God's sakes.
As long as they're on the list, I'm gonna listen.
Down the list, you know, you go to it. Like, we keep pimping out our new website, heypalwhatsnew.com. One side, you can listen to the latest episode. The other side has got our playlist, the 2024 nice. Playlist. So you can, all these songs.
See, I like that playlist because when I'm tired of my liked song list,
mm-hmm.
I just go, all right, let me put something else on that I know is going to have songs I already know and like,
mm-hmm.
but it's also going to have some shit that like I don't listen to all the time. And
some of the weird, heavy shit that Greg listens to, you're like, what the fuck is this on here for? You get to listen to Acid.
My boy needs a Xanax.
I know. I've been fresh out for months. Yeah, but that's it, man. That's it for the music news. So, yeah, man, we did it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, we might be at that Newberg Toy and Collectible show on April 21st, maybe. Depends on what's going on for the Gregory birthday weekend.
I know. That's my birthday weekend. Yeah, my birthday's on a Saturday. I don't know if we're going to, like...
Let us know. I need to know. I got a plan.
Yeah. I mean, we usually do a little getaway, and it is on a Saturday this year. And I think I might actually have my girls this weekend. That weekend. I hope so. It's my fucking birthday, for God's sakes.
There's a casino right in fucking Newburgh. Just go there.
God, yeah. That's like going to Smiles. I mean, come on. It's a strip mall.
They're building a fucking hotel there, too, now.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be better than the
fucking... I found out that my union conference that I usually go to, like, almost every... I used to go to, like, every summer,
mm-hmm.
and it was down in Jersey, at the Doral Forestal.
Anyway,
this year, they instead of being 3 days, they made it one day, like one day overnight, and then that's it, like the next day stuff, and you go home.
Okay.
Resorts World up in the Catskills.
That is a really nice casino.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah. Manal's freaking the comp queen.
I told Kate, I was like, maybe we go up like a day early. You and me go up a day early, hang out, do some stuff, and then I do my conference stuff the second day, and then...
I highly recommend it. It's fairly brand new. Yeah. It's not far. It's really clean, nice.
Right.
The food is great. The hotel was wild, you know. It's good stuff, man. I would go.
All right.
Fucking Resorts World. Now they all they gotta do is get some bands playing there and shit. You know,
they're working on it.
Mastodon, I saw, is playing in August at Mohegan Sun, I want to say.
They got to build up their rep. They got to build up their rep first, so.
Yeah, they're in there.
But anything else before we sign out?
Not that I can think of. Just, you know, hey, listen, guys, we appreciate it. Go to heypalwhatsnew.com. Check out our reviews. Check out our shit, buy our swag. Oh, I was going to make, I still have to make the Thirsty Hamster shirt. I'll get on that this week. You know, I'm a Thirsty Hamster. I told Manal, I was like, would you wear that shirt if I bought it for you? She's like, I wouldn't wear it out. She's like, I can wear it. She did.
We should have two shirts. One that says, I'm a Thirsty Hamster. And the other one says, are you a Thirsty Hamster?
Exactly. Just like, I am the receptacle of the Thirsty.
That's right. Oh, God.
Are you the tube or are you the...
anyway. All right.
All right. Drink up, motherfuckers.